We have holden that few dollars from dollars in the middle of the Gemara, but it's a dasik of a set over again. Turn our button. They still learn them, aim them the Kurin, Yeshvim the Kurin, Omutim the Kurin, Holchim the Dach the Kurin, Oisim and Lachim the Kurin. Anywhere you want, you can say Krishma. When my Isaac Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Lozov and Azayim, Shoy Nisum Mamakamecha, they're both in the same place. For Rabbi Shmo Yomutim, Rabbi Shmo was leaning down, Rabbi Lozov and Azayim Zak, he was standing up. Keep when Tzegiyas Man Krishna came the time to say Krishna, is he to Rebbe Lezer started to lean down, and the Zok of Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Shmuel started to stand up. So Amalur Rebbe Lezer and Azal Rebbe Shmuel, Yishmolach, Yishmol my brother, Emshalach, Moshalach, Ma'adabudem. Let me give you an example of what's going on here. Moshalach is an example to one person, Shemalur, Zeknechem Agudu, your beard looks very nice. Amalahem, the person says back to him, Yikneger Mashchisim, you go out to the barber to destroy it. Av Kach, the same thing here also. To you, Kozuman, Shani Zakozuman, I'm standing up. To Muti, you're leaning down. Akshav now, Shani Yatis, now that I'm lying down. To Zakafti, you're standing up. What's going on here? Somele said back to him, Pashid. Ani Yosisiku Dibra Basil, I'm acting like Basilu Shito. The Ata and you, Yosisiku Dibra Sham, you're doing like Beshame Shito. For lawyer, not only this, and I'm afraid Shema, you're a Tamid, maybe the Tamid will see what you're doing. The Kvo Allah Lodaris, the Kvo Allah Lodaris is like Beshamai. So the verse says, "My boy, what do you mean? What else do you mean to ask? To chita, maybe you tell me, Beisil nami yislu matin. Maybe Beisil also agrees to this.
Nami yislu matin. Maybe what? Like what sort of fellow he would do like Beishamai? Beisil doesn't say you're not yoytza the mitzvah. According to Beisil, anyway you say Krishma yoytza, so filu matin should also be good. So if the hani mili demata viyosmi kora, Beisil only says if you're lying down, you can say Krishma lying down." I will hawk in your case, Kivan the Adhashta Vizokiv. Up until now, you were standing up. Vahashta Mute, now, punt. You are lying down. Amri Shmamina Kabe Shamai Svirluhu. Where you say you're showing that Loch is Mamas like Beshamai. If we're afraid, Shema Yura Tamidim Yikta Loch Laderis, and we're afraid, maybe Tamidim will see him the Kaver Loch Laderis, that's what he Badavka stood up right then, to show that Loch is not like Beshamai. Tanya Rebbe Cheskel. Also, Kedivah Beishamai also. If you want to do like Beishamai, you could. Kedivah Beisil also. Like Beisil could also do. We have Yosef Amman others that we hold. Also, Kedivah Beishamai, Lo Yosef Le Klum. You should know if you have a Dafka Makbid to say Krishma the way Beishamai does, since you're doing Faket from Beisilum, it's again like you're being over at Divah Beisilum. You're not Yosef Mitzvah Krishma. And then Yontif wants to say a Blazak and Mitzvah Bobby Avera. That since with this saying Krishma, you're doing Faket from Beisilum, like the Allah Yochid Rab, Allah Karabim, you're supposed to pass like Beisilum, so it's called you're doing an Averi with this type of a Krishma, Layasub Leklum, you're not yet to Krishma at all. The Tanan, Misha Yerushiruba the Sukkah, whoever had Roy this goof in the Sukkah, Yushulchon Ebetoich Abayis, his Shulchon on the Sukkot was inside the house, is Beishamai Priestly, with Rabban and Yapostle there, who Beisilum Achshirim. Omulem Beisilna Beishamai, Sil taught to Beishamai, I was a Meister. Shoko Zikne Beishamai, Zikne Beisilna Bakir, Reshab Yechne Ben Hachunis. They went to visit him. Matsu, they saw him by Sukkis, Shay Roisha Ruba Besukkah, he had Tak Roisha Ruba in the Sukkah, or Vashachon Ebetech Abayas. His Shulchan was inside the house. Lo Yomru Le Klum, and even the Zikne Beishamai didn't say anything there. So the Kura Beishamai doesn't know this halacha. The Beishamai also hold the Yotzer. Omru Lehem, no. Misham Rai, you're bringing a Rai from there, Pulfakir. Afemomla, they told him, in Kema Yisinoyga, this is the way you did Mitzvah Sukkah, that you have the Iker Shulchan in your house, just your goof was in the Sukkah, Lekiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Yemechem. Midrabbonin, you are not Mekai Mitzvah Sukkah, because it's Exerim, maybe you'll be Nimshach after the Shulchan. We're afraid you'll finish off your meal inside. Is, so bring in a Rai, just like if you do like base. Just like if you do like Beisil according to Beishamai, you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah, who would then fakir? If you do like Beishamai, Mitzvah's Krishma according to Beisil, you're not Mekai Mitzvah's Krishma. We have Nachum Rav Yitzchak Gomar, also Kedivre Beishamai Chayiv Misa. Not only you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah's Krishma, you even Chayiv Misa, like the Mishnah says. There's none. Omer Rabbi Tarfin, and he said, Baba Derech, I was going on the Derech, Vohatisi, Likras Kedivre Beishamai, and I was marked with that to get off the Chamor, to lie down, to say Krishma lying down at night, Visakanti Beyatas Nea, listen, and I brought myself to Matos Konos of Oshas. And Omer Lode told him, Kedai Ho Yisi Lachai Beyatsmucho, Shavata Divre Beisilu, it's Kedai that you shall have a Chi of Misa, because you are Divre Beisilu. So So kol oivra divrei chachonim like is chayiv miso. So the locher is, so what nageil amaisa that kuntasized by maru. If somebody is davening krishma by maru and he's standing up, tuk when it comes krishma he wants to sit down. You're not supposed to sit down then, because that's showing you looks like you want to be davening like beishamai. According to beishamai shita, you're supposed to be sitting down at night time. So if you're sitting down for the whole marav, that's a vada mutter. Because Beisil is also asking you could sit down. But if the whole marav you were standing up, took by Krishma, you want to sit down, you're not supposed to. And who would then in the morning? If in the morning, if you were sitting down the whole Krishma, and took the whole davening, and took by Krishma, you want to stand up, that also you shouldn't do. So that looks like you want to be dafnu like Beishamai, you'll be kunecha, you want to stay standing up, sitting down. V'shacham v'vorach shtayim lefoneho v'yachas li'achriho. In the morning by Birchas Krishma we make two brachas lefoneho v'yachas li'achriho, two before and just Gal Yisrael is the one afterwards. U'v'erev by night by Marav v'vorach shtayim lefoneho as Yoytzor and Marav Arovim and shtayim li'achriho and two afterwards. We say one next to Hashkiveinu, we say afterwards. So the Mishnah, these two brachas that we made, the brachas, is achas arucha v'achas ktsara. One is a long one. Achas arucha v'achas ktsara. One of these two brachas kriyishma, one is called the long bracha, and one is called the short bracha. So Rashi learns now, Rashi says, Bashachem avorach shtayim, kediyama bebrachas yushalmi, the Gemara in Yushalmi says, sheva brachas halolu. Peis Rabbonu Masakin, seven brachas by kriyishma. If in the morning you have two before and one afterwards, that's three, and at night you have four. Halolu al shem, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Sheva b'yom hilalticha. Like I praised Hashem seven times. These are the seven brachas we say that praises Hashem. Achas arucha v'yachas ktsara. Rashi learns, Ashtayim li'achre di'arvis koi. The two brachas after Kriyishma by Marav. Arucha is emes v'yemuna, and ktsara is hashkivenu. So every Marav we say two brachas afterwards. After the Shema, beginning you say Marav Arovim and then Avama Yisrael. Then at the end we say Emes V'Emunah and then we say Hashkiveinu. So Rashi learns that Emes V'Emunah, that's called a long bracha, it has a riches, and then Hashkiveinu was called the short bracha. I will soon see Taizi asked a few questions on this. I just finished the Mishnah. Mokim Sharmu Laharich, in a place where it says to say in a riches, a long bracha, Einu Rishrei Lekatzi, you can't make it into a short bracha. Or else lekatzer, in the short bruch, it's supposed to be any rishir laharuch. You can't be marach and make it into a long bruch. So Pashtu Rashi will learn, it could be he's going back on these bruches, emes v'munah, which is a long bruch, you're not allowed to make it into a short bruch. And Ashkiveinu, that's a short bruch, you're not allowed to make it into a long bruch.
What do you mean making a short to a long bruch?
I will soon explain it. Lachtoim, when you're supposed to make a chesima, any rishir shalai lachtim. You're not allowed to not make a chesima. And Shalai Lachtam, you're not supposed to make a chesima. And the Rishoy Lachtam, you're not allowed to make a chesima. Or a certain brachas start off with a baruch and end off with a baruch. Like Alamichya starts off with a baruch and ends off with a baruch. And the beginning, brachas ateres, brachas amitzvahs only start off with a baruch and doesn't end off with a bracha. That's also a cloud. When you're supposed to make just a baruch without the end off, you're not allowed to end off. When you're supposed to make a bracha with the ending with a chesima, you can't do it without it. Rashi says, Lachtoim beboruch, Shla Lachtoim could go in Birchas Ateros and Mitzvahs. Hey, the Birchas Ateros and Mitzvahs doesn't have any chesima, it's only a short bracha, so that's the way you have to make it. You can't change the Matthias of brachas. So again, back to Rashi says, Achas Aruch of Achas Ketzor, Rashi says it means the bracha Emes V'Emuna, and then the second bracha Ketzor means Hashkiveinu. So is the Eskashin is Tema, to Hashkiveinu Nama Aruch Harbi. So is the Eskash, Hashkiveinu is a pretty long bracha. The Kura, short bracha would mean Hamitza Lechem in Arutz. That's called the short bracha. But Ashkibainu was pretty long. We have a lot of other brachas that are shorter than this. Teida, midloi kachosh loi b'tasefta b'adi ekseres. There's a tasefta that says all the brachas ekseres, says brichas aferes, and brichas amitzes, and doesn't bring down Ashkibainu. V'yoy toizias pobim shemarichan abe b'taisvis, k'moi or yoyim hanei. Sometimes they say tiyat in the middle here, they hear the extra zachen. V'yoy demes v'amuna pobim shemakatsvim bo, m'yoy k'emila kamon. We'll see later next parak that even Emes V'Emunah, not everybody was masking to say the third Pasha Kriyishma, so it made it very short, the Emes V'Emunah. So according to Rashi, how does that stem? It's supposed to be a bracha arucha. How come later they made it into a short bracha? So Tzoriz learns pshat, v'nir ben atam d'hai koi, demis v'amuna, achas ruch v'akasor, just means kloimo, ben yarach bo, ben yakatsa bo. Hey, emis v'amuna, you could make it long, you could make it shorter. There's no cloud. That's the way Tzoriz learns. Emis v'amuna is short and long. But Rashi learns, now at that, Rashi learns Emes V'Emunah is called a long bracha, and Ashkivenim is called the short bracha. Now the cloud they say to Rashi is that brachas have in yonim to the bracha. It's very negative to know. There's an inyan to the bracha. Ashkivenim was called a short bracha because there's only one inyan to the bracha. The inyan is like the Hashem should watch us from the mazikim. That's the Ashkivenim. Even though we're marach a lot, there's one inyan to the bracha. The inyan is that mazikim, nothing should happen to us. That's called the bracha ktsara. A bracha arucha means there are few inyonim to the bracha, different type of inyonim. In emes v'amuna, what we say, the Miri says, and the Rabbein Yoina, we'll see more later, there are three inyonim we talk about emes v'amuna. One is you have to talk about that Hashem made Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then Hamakeh Be'avosa Kol B'chorim Mitzrayim, you have to talk about Makas B'chorus. And you have to talk about Kriyas Yamsuf. Hamakeh Bonah Ben Gizu Yamsuf. These are the three inyonim we're supposed to say in emes v'amuna. So it's not shver tesekasha. The Gemara later says, if you want to make this bracha short, you have to say these. You have to say these three. If you say these three in yonim, you could be yotzer. But emes v'emunah has three different in yonim to the bracha. That's why it's called an arucha. You have to say about yisias mitzrayim. You have to say about kriyas yamsuf and about makas b'chorus. That's very vichtig. They speak out here in the middle of a bracha. Like in Shmon Esri, we have different nusach. There's Ashkenaz, there's Svarad, how are you Yotze? The Pshat is every bracha has an inyan to it. As long as you talk about that inyan, Yotze the bracha. Whether you skip a word here or moisif a word here, it's not called the Mishana from the Matveyah Shtavach HaKom HaBrachas. Abi, you speak about the inyan you're supposed to. A chzorah would be it if you don't mention the inyan you're supposed to. So that's Pshat Nisrashi. That you're supposed to say three different inyanim, Emes Bamunah, that's called the long bracha. If you skip a mole or a bottom, you're supposed to say the whole bracha the way it's misakin. But if you skip a word here or there, you'd still be yotzer the bracha. Because as long as you mention the inyan the bracha is supposed to come upon, you are yotzer. Just the Mashenka, the Mishnah says, Lachtam, in the church Lachtam, there they say some portion that the last bracha, the bracha to Hashem, Gaal Yisrael, or the bracha itself, that you have to say the way they're misakin. That's called the tikkun the rabbi, matabeya shetav rachomim. The end bracha, you have to say the way you're supposed to. But in between words, the ikar of it is the inyan that's supposed to be said. That's what we find by Shmon Esri. You're allowed to be marach in certain, if you want to mispallel for your own tzrochim, you could be marach. Because as long as you're talking about that inyan, then you could say as much as you want and say it as short as you want. So, the Gemara. My mevorach. What are these brachas of Kriyashma? Om Rav Yaakov, Om Rav Yoshia, Yoitzer Or, Uvarei Choshech. That's the first bracha we say in the morning, Yotzer Uvore Choshech. For the Gemara, Lema Yotzer Or Uvore Noiga. Let's say a nice Lashon. Noiga means light. Why do we say Uvore Choshech, darkness? And the Gemara, Kedachsiv Karminim. What's the Kashi? We say the way it says in the Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Yeshayo. Trash Yotzer Uvore Choshech, Oich Hashom Uvore Ra. That's the way the Pasuk says. The Kamim Uforish, Idoch Mahi. Later we'll explain what the second bracha is. Dilo bracha di yishtabach ena min aminyin. Shila achrei psuka de zimra, kemai birchas halal. That's a bracha on the halal. We say psuka de zimra. V'yomi moisa koidim zman kriyashma, im yotza. If you want to say psuka de zimra before Argos HaShachar, you're allowed to. So the kashra is, why do we say yotza rovar rechoshev? Let's say yotza rovar noiga. Teret says, kedachsiv karminim. Kedimor ela mayato. The end of the pasuk is, oyser sholom avari ra. Miko amrini kedachsiv. Do we say the way it says? Eliksiv ra, the postik says ra, the karin and hakel, lishna malya. We say a nice way. Yotzer over, oyster shom of oriyas hakel, we say. We change the word ra to kel, to make it sound nice. So we're back to the first kasha, hokinami, lema noiga. Let's say yotzer or oriyas noiga. Hashem created or when he created day. Why do we say choshech? Lishna malya. Elo Omarova, Teretz is like this. Kedela haske midas yoin balaylo, o midas laila bayoin. Has really, we're allowed to change to make it sound nice. That's why we don't say Oyster Shalom Avori Ra, but we say Oyster Shalom Avori Yasakur. We could change to make it nice. let's change the beginning also, Yoitze or Ravore Choshech, let's change Choshech into Noiga. No, there's an Indian to say in the daytime or and Choshech. And who at din by night, you're supposed to mention also or and Choshech. And the Mepharshim says, Lahoitze from Libam of the Tzukim, they used to say there's a different Hashem for day and a different Hashem for night. So therefore, every time in the daytime we mention or and Choshech, that we hold no, there's only one Hashem for the day and for the night. Like you just said, we mentioned Choshech in the morning. Whereby Mariv do we mention about the Yoim in the Birchas of Krishma? Says there, Gerdel or Mifnei Choshech, Choshech Mifnei Yor. So you say, cool, we talk about or even by night time. To show us that the same Hashem, that's by Choshech, is for the or also. So that's the first bracha, Yoitzer or Choshech. So Rashi could have Siv Karminen, Siv Bakroa Yoitzer or Ovar Choshech. Or he says, Shalom Ovar Ra. So the Gemara Idach Mai, what's the second bracha of Krishma? Om Rab Yehudu Om HaShmuel Ahav Rabba. You say Ahav Rabba, this is the Nusach of the Ashkenaz. You say Ahav Rabba. V'chei Noiri Lo, Reb Lezer, Reb Pados Brei, Ahav Rabba. That's the Gersa. Tanya Nami Hochi, Ein Oimrim Ahav HaSolem, don't say Ahav HaSolem, Elo Ahav Rabba. That's the Nusach of the bracha. Just start off with Ahav Rabba. So the more of Rabbonin Amri, but Rabbonin say no, Ahavas Olam. The Nusach is supposed to start off with Ahavas Olam. The Chaynu Waima, a Posik in Yimyo, the Yahavas Olam Avticha. I love you, I love you forever. Alkei Mishkaticha Chesed. So Claude the Maskon here doesn't say a Maskon. It says 2 days. So that's how you have the Minig Ashkenaz, the Minig Svar. Tois on top says, Rabbonin Amri, Ahavas Olam Hilkach, Tchino Leima B'Shachris Ahavas Rabba, or the Yahavas Ahavas Olam. That's the Nusach Ashkenaz like that. So we ate the boshitis. Even Svar, the come Shabbos, they say Yav Rabba. Even though the whole week they say Yav Asayla, and Shabbos say Yav Rabba. So our two shitis say exactly what the Nusach is. Om Rav Yudu Om HaShmuel. His Shem Lishnois, if somebody gets up in the morning to learn, is actually Kora Krishma. If you didn't say Krishma yet, or it means the Birchas Krishma, Sarach Levorach. You have to say Birchas HaTorah. Misha Kora Krishma, but if you already said Krishma, Ikar, as you said, the bracha Abba Rabba, is Ein Sarach Levorach. You don't have to make a Brichas HaTorah after you already said the Brichas Krishma. Why? Shekvan Nifta the Abba Rabba. In Abba Rabba, you are Yoitza the mitzvah of saying Brichas HaTorah. Even though Brichas HaTorah is the mitzvah Diraisa, as we hold all brachas are Midirabonin. There are only two brachas we have Midiraisa. That's Birchas HaTorah, before you learn to make a bracha, and Birchas HaMozen to bench after you eat is Midiraisa. There is a Kiddush. If you said Ava Rabba, you don't have to say any more Birchas HaTorah. Because Ava Rabba talks about saying Ludeinu, Lohovin, Lahask, Lishmei, Lumen, Lamed, Lishma, Velasa, it's the kind of good that's called Dibri, Samu, Terasecha. We talk about Terras, you're already Yoitza. We'll soon say to Hezber, how are you Yoitza the mitzvah? Are you not saying, Asher Kishonim, Betzoyce, Betzibon, Lafay, Betzibri, Sarah? There's no real Nusach HaBrochi. How are you Yoitza? We'll soon explain it. The Gemara says, you are Yoitza Birchas HaTorah with Ava Rabba. Shekvanifta be Ava Rabba. So Rashi Shekvanifta be Ava Rabba, Sheyeshbo me'ein Birchas HaTorah. The same Blibeinu, Lilmod, Lolame, Lishma, Velasel, the Kaimas, Goldiver, Samot, Erasecha, was Lamden, Chukir, Vesenecha, was into talks about the Indian of Birchas HaTorah, Yoitza the Brochah. Rabbi Rama Rav Huna, Le Mikra Tzorach Levorach. He holds for Mikra to say the Nusach, to say Mikra, you're allowed to take up this imagine. Le Mikra. Le Mikra Tzorach Levorach. The first thing he holds when you say Chumash, Mikra, Torah Shabbat, you have to make a bracha. Abu Le Medrash, you learn Midrashim on the Chumash, ain't Tzorach Levorach. But soon we don't hold it this Monday, I'm with all of them. We have Lezu Anal, the Mikra, the Medrash, Sarv Levorach. No. For Mikra and for Midrashim on the Chumash, you have to make a bracha before you learn it. But for the Mishnah, it's Sarv Levorach. Learn Mishnah, you don't need a bracha. You have Yechon Amal, no, after the Mishnah, Nami Sarv Levorach. Avul the Talmud ain't Sarv Levorach. To learn Gemara, you don't need a bracha. For Rava Omar, that's where we hold, no, after the Talmud, Sarv Levorach. Any type of Limit, a Torah, Filu for Gemara, you also have to make a bracha. And let's see, Rashi. Rashi Medrash, Rashi who korov lemikra, who going mechilta, v'sifra, v'sifri, shei midrashim mikrois. Hey, see, also this is called korah for chumash. You have to make a bruch also. The Gemara in Sar Levarach has pilu kaidem avarabu, comma vochim luchem milsa pesach sheni. After the Gemara Sar Levarach, shu ikir hatera shirimeno hayroa yitzu. Hey, so learning Gemara, that's the ikir. You get to the maskonah, she's not a pasuk. Gemara that Rashi hainu svaras time mishnah. Gemara means to understand the mishnayosin. V'tirutzei mishnayos asoyes v'zu ezu. The chasui mechzra, you have a kashra on the mishnah. It's a stira one to the other. Something's missing. So the Gemara says the maskona, the klor pshat in the mishnah. So they speak out, the portion speak out that really, how do we know you have to make a bircha tatero? The pasuk says ki shem Hashem ekra hava goydel elokeinu. Ki shem Hashem ekra goes on Torah when you say Hashem's name. Hava goydel elokeinu, you should give a shvach to the Eibush, and that's midiraisa. So how do we see in the pasuk ki shem Hashem ekra? So the famous Ramban in the Akdama to Chumash that says, Kol HaTorah Kula, Torah Shemitzav, is Serufim of Shemus of Hashem. They're all different ways of making up a Shemus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's all really names of Hashem. It's very good. Tishem Hashem Ekru, when you speak out Hashem's name, which means learning Torah Shemitzav, Hava Godel Okeinu, you have to give a Baruch Hu. So the first man on the Yomah says, only for Poshet Mikro do you have to make a bracha. That's saying Shemus Hashem. Medrash, you're explaining the Chumash, but that's not Shemus Hashem. You don't have to make a bracha. Next one says, no, Mishnah is not called Shemus. Next one says, no, Gemara is not called Shemus. But Allah, we hold for everything, you have to make a bracha. What the Pshat is, what is Gemara? It's explaining what it says in Torah Shabbat. So everything is really explaining about the Torah Shabbat, that is Hashem's name. So melech pas to make a bracha of Yishem Hashem Ekra, even when you're learning Gemara, it's also called, you like saying Hashem's name, that you have to make a bracha on it. And that's where we hold, even for learning Gemara, it's also called like explaining Chumash, that's called you're saying out Hashem's name. So melech yomer Rabbi Chiya Barashi, zimnin, it happened once, agiyin heve kimna kaimi de Rav, I was once going in front of Rav, lisnu yepirka, bisifro deve Rav, to learn, come to shir, learn in Rav's Beis HaMedrash. So what did Rav do? Heavy makim, he got up in the morning, the komar sheyodei, he washed his hands, uborach, and he made birchas haTorah. Umasni lon pirkin, he learned with us Mishnayis, learned with us pirkin or Gemara. So you see, Uriah, even for learning Gemara, also you have to make a bracha.
What did you think, yeah?
The man, the Yom said before, for only Shabbat Sad you have to make a bracha, it was only for Mishnah, not for Gemara. Here is bringing a riot to last man yom. Even for Gemara also you have to make a bracha. Mayim levorach haGemara, what is the bracha satera? Om Rav Yudu Rama Shmuel Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoyso V'tzivonu La'atzoik V'divrei Sera. That's our bracha. Rav Yechna Messiah B'hochi, he ended off the bracha Mua Harav No Hashem Olakein, Hashem should make it sweet as Divrei Sera Secha B'finu V'fiyo Samcho B'es Yisrael B'ni Anachna V'tzesenu V'tzesei Amcho B'es Yisrael. We should all know your name. Now, according to Ramban, it's very good. Learning Torah is called learning different names of Hashem. It's very good what we say. From learning Torah, we're going to know your name. Because Kol HaTorah Kula is just different ways of saying Shemus of Hashem. Now, it's a question of Yidu, if it's one bracha or it's called two different brachas. Like we're not to say Vaharev, no, with the Vav, like it's called one bracha. We don't answer Amen, you have to last it, but Divrei Sera, because it's called a bracha smukha chaverte. It's called like one long bracha. Reb Hamnuna Amar, he said another second bracha. Like we say, Asher Borcha Bonu Mikolam Venasmanu Serosai, Borcha To Hashem Lesein HaTiru. Amar Reb Hamnuna, Zuhi Mu'ula Sheba Brachas. This is called a Mu'ula. This is like the best bracha there is. We'll soon explain why the Asher Borcha Bonu was called the best bracha. And then a modern Gemara feels right. Hilkach, therefore, since Rav Nuna said this is the best bracha, the Nemrinu Lekula, we should say all two or three brachas. That's the way we do. First we say Lasek B'Divrei Torah, then we say B'Harav No, then we say Asher Borcha Bonu. It's very modern. If this is the Meula, this is the best bracha, so we're always to say just that one. Hakam Yenzof, therefore we should say all three of them. Well, let's first see Rashi, then we'll say Pshat. Rashi, Harav No Hashem Lekenu, Yavu Aleinu Lasek Vem Yavu. That you should make it sweet that we should enjoy to learn Torah with love. Baruch Ato Hashem Hamlam Yeter Lam Yisrael Gassinim Vergassinim Lamdeinu Chukecho Shein Zu Brocho Vaidu Al Sheovar. David didn't say that like a Hodor to Hashem El Loshem Bakosha. That David said he was asking a Bakosha. The David Ki Yomro Loi L'Shem Brocho Omro El Beloshem Bakosha. He's Lamdeinu Chukecho, Hashem, please teach me the Torah. Baruch Ato Hashem Sha'at Baruch Lamdeinu Chukecho. That's not called the bracha, which is a shvat for brichas for Torah. Vizui mulish of a bracha at Rashi ha Torah. This is the best one of the brichas at Torah. The fishiyesh po hoydo lemokum. You are giving hoydo a thank. The kilus literally Yisrael. You are praising Hashem for the Torah and the Klal Yisrael. So the pshat in this Gemara is really the Ramban says on the Sefer Rambam on the Sefer Mitzvahs. That we hold Birchas HaTorah is Midiraisa, the Pshat is Midiraisa, the Chiv is to give Shvach Voidor to the Eivishtar that he gave us the Torah. That's the Chiv Midiraisa. That in the Broch of Asher Bocha Abona Mikolamim was saying the Shvach that Hashem chose us and gave us the Torah. The first Broch we say the Pshat is that's part of the regular Birchas Midirabonim. On every mitzvah, before we do the mitzvah, the Rabbonim will Mesakel and Nusach HaBrocha. That's Asher Kedishonu Vetzoysa Vitzivonu, to do the mitzvah. So Kumar says in Birchas HaTorah, the reason why we have two brachas before Limud is once to Makayim the mitzvah, the Rabbonin, to make a bracha before you do mitzvahs, and one is to Makayim the Chiyiv Midiraisa to make a Shvach Vaidor that Hashem gave us a Torah. So it's very good why we have the two different Nesoyas. His last Seyd Midivrei Torah, that's called the Chiyiv Mitzvah Midirabbonin, to make a Nusach of a Birchas HaMitzvah. And the second bracha, that's why it's called a Mu'ulisha bracha, it's the better bracha, because with this bracha, we'll Makayim Achiv Midiraisa. Midiraisa, by Stam doing mitzvahs, you have no chiv to make a bracha. You don't have a Shekhar Yisharim in Tzoysav. Only by Birchas HaTorah, we're out the Pasuk, Yeshem HaShenekla, Begoydel Elkeinu. What does Begoydel Elkeinu mean? Giving back Shvach. So how will we Mikayim this Indian of giving Hashem Shvach? That's in the bracha, Asher Bocha Abonu. That's why it's called the Mu'ulisha brachas. But it's very good why still we have to say all three brachas. Because the fourth is there's still a tikkun rabbonim. Like we still have the old klal, every mitzvah before you do it, rabbonim masaka nusach habracha. So it's good by Birchas HaTorah also passed that inyan, that there should be a nusach habracha midirabbonim, and there's also a mitzvah to be a bracha to be yotze the yoreisa the kechiv. Now it's very good why in Abba Rabba we say yoreisa Birchas Krishma. The question, I and Abba Rabbi not saying the actual bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Kedishon, Mitzvayso, that there it is in Asher Boch, and in Abba Rabba, we're yoitz at least the Chiv Midiraisa. The Chiv Midiraisa and Birchas HaTorah is to give Shvach to the Eivishter. So in Abba Rabba we're saying that, we're saying, Rabbeinu Avinu, Lehovim, Lehatiyom, we're saying like it's such a great thing, please give it to us. So yeah, you yoitz to your Chiv Midiraisa. So it'll be a Chiddush now, that when you say Abba Rabba, since you already yotze the chiyuv midiraisa, later after davening you wouldn't have to say again a bracha even midirabbonim. If the rabbonim were masakan their bracha after you already yotze the chiyuv midiraisa, that's why it's very good. Our nusach, we say first the bracha midirabbonim, first say lasi b'divrei Torah b'yotze the chiyuv midirabbonim, then we say the asher bracha bonu. That's the chiyuv midiraisa. So let's say somebody didn't say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and he started to daven, and he said, Abba Rabba, would say his yoitz is Chiv Midiraisa, it's called he gave Shvach for the Eivishter. So afterwards, Rabbonim were Masakan anymore to say Birchas HaTorah. That's why you could be yoitz and Abba Rabba, Birchas HaTorah. But the Mula Sheba Brachis, that's the Asher Bach HaBonah, that's the Shvach. It's very good, the Shagasaya Pasnaz Alochim, if somebody's Mesupik, if he said Birchas HaTorah or not, and he didn't say Abba Rabba yet. So he says, you have, we hold about the stuff with your eyes, you have to say it over again. He says, all you have to say over is just Asher Bocha Bonu. That's the only bracha you have to say over. And this is the Hezbollah, because that's the Chiyah Midiraisa. But the first bracha, last week, the different term, that's only a Chiyah Midirabonim. So a Sufik Midirabonim, we always go to Kulu, you wouldn't have to say it again. But Asher Bocha Bonu, that's the Chiyah Midiraisa, that you have to say again. So that's what we held here, because when we're in Kulu, we have to do both. You have to do a mitzvah, the Raisa and a mitzvah, the Rabbon, and then you have to do both of them. Then you, they say the same has by the Groh. You do it by talis, by tzitzis, then you have to have a wool pair of talis. Because a lot of Shita sold the mitzvah, the Raisa is only with wool. If you have cotton, it's only Yechim and Rabbon, according to a lot of Shitas. You do with the Groh, used to wear his talis cotton, was made out of cotton. That's why in Bnei Brak, a lot of Bnei Brak was always wear the stipler, they wear cotton tzitzis. Because the Groh used to wear cotton tzitzis. So Kutakasha, I look at Midiraisa, you're not Yotza with Khan Sitzis. Why didn't he wear woolen sitzis? Then if Shah was the Gruah, whole day used to wear a Talos Godel. And a Talos Godel was made out of wool. So he's Makayim the Mitzvah Midiraisa with that. He also wanted Makayim the Chiyuv Midirabbonim. Then to Makayim the Chiyuv Midirabbonim. So he would have to wear Khan Sitzis to be Yotza the Chiyuv Midirabbonim also. But it has to be Yotza both, the Chiyuv Midiraisa and the Chiyuv Midirabbonim. Here by Birchas HaTorah we have both Makayim, both Chiyuvim by Birchas HaTorah. We will make the mitzvah of the Raisa with the Asher Bocha Bonu, and we will make the mitzvah of the Rabbonu with the last of the Bibritur.
I heard that if on Shabbos, if the Yavchatzis becomes popular, to take it out. Is that true?
I'll talk about it later. Right. The non-Hosim. Omer learned to Morin, Tomid, Omer Lam HaMamuna. HaMamuna, the one that was appointed. So Rashi learns the Mamuna here is the Sagan HaKahanim. Rashi, Tanan Hosim, Masechta Tomid, Omer Lam HaMamuna. Who is Sagan HaKahanim? The Sagan, he was a Kohen appointed, that in case the Kohen Gadol would become possible, he'll take over for the Kohen Gadol. Kadisha B'yuma, Hainu Sagan, Hainu Mamuna, he was appointed. Now this is the stadium in the morning, how to say Birchas Kriyashma. When they used to bring the korban atomid in the morning, what they do on the mamuna? Baruchu bracha, achas, save one bracha. The hein baruchu, they made the bracha. These are the brachas, brachas krishma. The korah aseres adibrus. Then they said aseres adibrus. Shema, voyim shemoya vayomer. This is in the morning. They are makayim the chi of krishma. Then ubaruchu asom gimel brachas. They said three brachas. Emes v'yatziv is one bracha. Va'avoido is the second bracha. Or Birchas Kanim is the third bracha. These are the third three brachas they said. Or the Shabbos on Shabbos Moisif and Bracha Achas, they said another bracha every Shabbos. Le Mishmor HaYotzei. And Shabbos used to change the Mishmorim who did the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. So the ones that were coming in, so the ones that were leaving gave a bracha to the ones coming in. We'll soon see what the bracha is. That's Yerashi. Bracha, bracha, achas. Kama for Shmahi.
All right, turn over, continue on the other side. Continue on with Rashi, and then we'll continue on with the Gemara.
Did in the Beis Hamikdash every morning, after they shechted the Korban HaTomid,